And we've got the fabulous Marama Davidson. Morena, Marama.
Morena, hine ani pai te koreko kia koe, kia ora.
Kia koe hoki. Wow, what a week you've had.
Yeah.
Does Dr. Kerekere leaving create problems for your party?
Oh, it's been hard. And, you know, we never wanted to lose anybody, and we have to continue upholding her incredible work and her mahi that she has done for our Green Party kaupapa, and that stands on its own. It's also the resignation has happened. We wish her and her whānau and community well, and we need to continue, all of us, to do our mahi as well. And we know that our people are more concerned about what our solutions are for helping people live good lives and for protecting our taiao, than they are about our own internal workings in the party. So haere tonu te mahi.
There's so much going on at the moment. We're looking at we're just coming out of a state of emergency in Auckland, and there's bad weather all through the country. But at Parliament today, I was told by Claudette Hoaty, our political reporter, that there's the seedbed mining bill being heard today. What's the Greens' stand on that?
Oh, we've been clear for a long time. Tiakina te taia, we've got to ban seabed mining. We're supporting Debbie Ngarewa Packer's members' bill. We wish the government would too. And, of course, Eugenie Sage and the Green Party have been leading our own call to Tiaki Te Moana to protect our oceans and ban seabed mining for quite some time. So really, really proud to continue to support that call from iwi and hapu around the motu. That's just about protecting our ocean beds, which protects our ocean ecosystems for mokopuna to come.
Yeah, and talking about protection, Calvin Davis talked to us yesterday about the launch of a correction strategy to end family violence and sexual violence. And I asked him a few questions, and he says, oh, I'll talk to Marama about Te Ao Rerekura. So what's happening in that area at the moment?
Yeah, ngā mihi kia rātou Arapaitama Corrections. Was it on Monday or Tuesday, actually, that Calvin Davis and I were proud to launch and announce the commitment of Corrections to my strategy to eliminate family violence, sexual violence. Te Ao Rerekura is the name of that strategy, and actually I've enjoyed talking to Wātea over the past couple of years about this mahi, because we were very, very honoured to launch the hui to design the strategy at Ngā Whare Wātea Marae. So Calvin and I were supporting, basically this is the first government department that has come out with their own mahi plan, basically. So we've got this 25-year, it's an intergenerational strategy for the first time to actually eliminate family violence, sexual violence. It recognises the accountability of the Crown to stop perpetuating harm, and it recognises we've got to all work together on a te reti justice and prevention and healing focused approach. So it's the biggest opportunity we've had, and now we are getting each of the respective agencies to put up their real commitment to actually putting the strategy in place. So that's what Calvin and I were proud to signal, I suppose, at the start of this week.
So it's how much progress has been made with Te Ao Rerekura, and how are you going to measure the success? Because it's quite it's such a big kaupapa, and yet because of the way, you know, the system works, we need data and we need we need to measure how things, whether or not things are working. So how are you going to do that with this?
Yes, absolutely. So measuring success is one of the big issues of why we haven't been able to interrupt intergenerational violence, because we haven't had good data, we haven't valued the expertise from the community, their mātauranga and their leadership. We haven't been asking the right questions, Hemiani, and so that's a big priority of the strategy in and of itself, is to actually create real measurements. And I guess if for whānau who are listening, well, what the heck does that mean? It's the difference between, let's say, a spreadsheet for funding that measures the, you know, how many programs we've got, how many programs we've funded, but it doesn't actually properly measure the impact it's had for whānau, you know, whether or not it has helped victims and survivors properly heal, whether or not we've provided proper healing support, whether or not we've provided support for people who use violence to stop their violent behaviour. We haven't been properly measuring that in a big way, and that's why we haven't been doing the proper work. So this is a whole piece of work, working with our kaupapa Māori expertise, who have been saying for years and decades and generations that good research needs to support kaupapa Māori-led research, because it's our people who know how we need to measure this, what's the right framework. And so that's a big part of the mahi that we're doing alongside the strategy itself.
Oh, ka pai. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about Te Aorere Kura. And what else is happening for you and your party this week?
Oh, haere tonu te mahi heaps. Just yesterday, my co-leader, James Shaw, in his ministerial role, announced his pre-budget announcement funding into more funding for green investment, or what does that actually mean? This is funding for climate action. This is funding for the sort of economy, I suppose, the way that we need to change how we live, how we protect the earth and communities. More funding for that was announced yesterday as part of Budget 23 as a pre-announcement. You know, so we've got to keep doing the mahi. Another big issue in the recent days, we're calling, as we have for years, for at least the past 2 years, for an amnesty for overstayers, Hemiani, Māori and tangata whenua, people from Wātea Legacy and Ngā Whare Wātea Marae. We're a part of supporting our Pacific whanaunga and communities for the Dawn Raids, and, you know, and so the fact that that is still happening is just unacceptable, and it needs to stop. So we're continuing to meet on the ground with those communities who are affected, and really put the pressure on government to, you know, kāti, we've got to stop, and we've got to call amnesty for overstayers.
Ka pai, that's it's so needed, and I was actually quite shocked that the Dawn Raids were still continuing, and I did notice that quite a few of the, most of the raids were against, you know, communities of colour, shall we say.
Absolutely. Pacifica and Asian countries, people from Asian countries, that's the racism that is embedded into our system, and this is why it needs to stop.
Ka pai. Well, it's so wonderful to talk to you, Marama Davidson, co-leader of the Green Party. Nga mihi kia koe, ehine.
Pai te kōrero kia koe, kia koutou ngā kaiwhakarongo. Kia ora, kā kite.
Kā kite.